ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 7, Text 10 and 11, The Killing of the Demon Trinavarta. I'll read 10 and we'll read together 11. There's no purport on 10.
Nate Sharadira Gopa Balamasita Mityuta Abrameyam Balamatasya Balakasya Nate Viduhu.
The assembled gopis and gopas, unaware that Krishna is always unlimited, could not believe that baby Krishna had such inconceivable power. They could not believe the statements of the children, and therefore they neglected these statements as being childish talk. Text 11. Rudantam Sudam Adaya Yasoda Braha Sankhita Krita Swastyayanam Viprayi Shukdai Stanam Apayayat Rurantan Suttamadaya Yasoda Graha Sankhita Krita Swastyayanam Viprayi Shuktai Stanam Apayayat Rudantam Sutamadaya Yasura Graha Sankita Krita Swastyayanam Viprayi Shuktai stanam apayayat Rudantam sutamadaya Yasura graha sankita Prita swastyayanam viprayi Shuktai stanam apayayat Rudantam sutamadaya Yasura graha sankita Krita swastyayanam viprayi Shuktai stanam apayayat Rudantam sutamadaya Yasura graha sankita Krita swastyayanam viprayi Shuktai stanam apayayat Rudantam sutamadaya Yasura graha sankita Krita swastyayanam viprayi Shuktai stanam apayayat Rudantam sutamadaya Yasura graha sankita Krita swastyayanam viprayi Shuktai stanam upayayat Matajis Rudantam sutamadaya Yasura graha sankita Krita swastyayanam viprayi Shuktai stanam payayat Rudantam sutamadaya
Yasoda Gra Sankita Krita Sastayanam Viprai Shukta Istanam Ayayat Runantam Crying Sutam Son Adaya Picking up Yasoda Mother Yasoda Grahashak Sankita Fearing some bad planet Krita Swastyayanam Immediately performed the ritualistic ceremony for good fortune. Viprayi, by calling all the Brahmins. Shuktai, by Vedic hymns. Stanam, her breasts. Apayayat, made the child suck. Translation. Thinking that some bad planet had attacked Krishna, Mother Yasoda picked up the crying child and allowed him to suck her breast. Then she called for experienced Brahmins to chant Vedic hymns and perform an auspicious ritualistic ceremony. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Whenever there is some danger or some inauspicious occurrence, it is the custom of Vedic civilization to have qualified Brahmins immediately chant Vedic hymns to counteract it. Mother Yasoda did this properly and allowed the baby to suck her breast. Rudantam sutamadaya Yasoda graha sankita krita swastyayanam viprayi shukta istanam apayayat. Thinking that some bad planet attacked Krishna, Mother Yasoda picked up the crying child and allowed him to suck her breast. Then she called for experienced Brahmins to chant Vedic hymns and perform an auspicious ritualistic ceremony. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So here, the activity for counteracting the bad planets is given. In 1975, in Chicago, there was an installation for the Radha-Damodar Party of all the Gornitai deities. And during that time, some devotees had been studying the Purusha Shukta, apparently under Srila Prabhupada's guidance. And they chanted the mantra, North Indian style. Sahasra Sireka Purushaha Sahasraksha Sahasrapata. There's North Indian style and South Indian style. This was the north side. And we were all kind of wondering, who are these devotees from New York in Chicago? And what are they chanting? And during the class, Prabhupada said that it was very nice and our men should learn to chant like this. So immediately all the brahmacharis started studying. They asked the devotees, how did you learn Purusha Shukta? Then they found out there's north style, there's south, Sahasra Sireka Purushaha Sahasraksha Sahasrapat. And they immediately started studying and learning Purusha Shukta, Vishnu Sahasranam, Vishwam, Vishwatma Shatkaro, Bhutta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu, Bhutta Krit Bhutta Vibhava, Bhutta Bhambhuru Bhavanaha, Bhuttatma Paramatma Cha, Muktanam Paramakitihi, Avyaya, and so on. many, many pages, 1,000 names. Vishnu Sahasranam means 1,000 names of Vishnu. These are the mantras, Vedic mantras. Prabhupada wanted us to learn Govinda prayers, as we're singing every morning. All these mantras to counteract the pernicious effects of this Kali Yuga. Every morning, if you go into the BBT at 9 a.m., you will hear the tape. Sahasra Sireka Purushaha, isn't it? Or is it Vishnu Sahasranam? What did he say? Oh, Nishinga Kavacha. It's different ones. I've heard Vishnu Sahasranam. They're all there. So you walk in the BBT and you'll be protected from the effects of the planets. The planets are going, there's horoscope. Planets are going, there may be a bad moon rising, as they say in my country. Or they may be, what do you call, Sadasati, Saturn rising. There may be Jupiter in your chart. But all these bad effects stated here in the purport can be eradicated by reciting the Vedic mantras. At the installation in 1976, before you were born, most of you, Srila Prabhupada installed Krishna Balaram in the Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan. And at that installation, many Brahmins came and chanted mantras, because that's the system. But Prabhupada stated, I think he quoted, mantratas tantratas chidram desa kalaha vastuna sarvam kuroti nischidram anu samkirtanam tava. He had the devotees constantly chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because that verse says in Srimad Bhagavatam, there may be discrepancies, mantratas, tantratas, chidam, in the mantra, in the tantra, time, place, circumstance, desa, kalaha, vastuna, sarvam kuroti nischidram, but all of the difficulties are overcome anu samkirtanam tava, when your holy name is chanted. So the culmination of all of these Vedic mantras, sometimes devotees ask, I've got some really bad things happening. Sadasati has entered my life. Can you give me the Nrisinga Kavacha? Of course, that's very good. Chant the mantras. But ultimately, you can chant this simple mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And the stars reconfigure. They may not reconfigure in your favor. They reconfigure however Krishna wants them. But the effects of the Kali Yuga become minimized, become eradicated by the chanting of these mantras. So Prabhupada wanted us to learn Govindam, to learn the Srimad Bhagavatam, to learn Bhagavad Gita, to be able to quote from his books, to be able to recite the Brahma Samhita, become learned Brahmins and go and give people benedictions of Lord Krishna. We went last week to one new store downtown on the corner of Wall Street and and 10th, 11th, Brajpani and myself. And we chanted Brahma Samhita, and the Prabhu there chanted a few mantras, Lakshmi mantras and Ganesh mantras. Is the system, Vedic system. And then we had kirtan and prasadam distribution. They were giving little to the passers-by. It was a holiday, actually, that day, so there weren't a lot of passers-by. But it was a new store that was opening downtown, and Prabhuji gave blessing, gave protection to that store. And some donation was given. So this is the Vedic system. So beautiful. Not that here's your chart. This is what's going to happen. There's nothing you can do about it. Krishna can change anything. Prabhupada said, you change the lines on your hand by clapping in the kirtan. Those lines tell your fortune. In 1980-something, I think when my first child was born, years ago, the mother of the children had everyone's chart done. And one of the charts was my chart. And the chart was very interesting. It said, so-and-so will have a terrible attack in 2010 and die. So I was always thinking, in the back of my mind, that we've got till 2010, and then for me, the world's over. By Krishna's grace, we were on our way to a festival, Rath Yatra, in Mexico. But Naikatma Prabhu was there, and a couple of other devotees were there. And sure enough, the breathing was stopping, somehow or other. He even mentioned who did the horoscope. You're going to die by drowning. And I was like, I've got the patch from the YMCA when I was 12 years old for the mile swim. I'm an expert swimmer. How am I going to drown? He said, chart says you'll drown. So Naikatma took me to the hospital there on the way to Mexico. And doctor said, you just about drowned. I was like, we weren't in any water. What? The lungs were filling up with fluid, and they were 20 minutes away from full fluid. And I thought, Krishna changed things. He saved me by the grace of the devotees and by His grace. Even we were in the park chanting mantras. We were chanting Hare Krishna and Ram mantra. And Krishna intervened. I'm still convinced that in the stars, that was it. You could have had a big festival or a little festival and gone on much happier than you are today. As they say, life goes on within you and without you. But somehow or other, Krishna had a different plan. Naikama Prabhu was chanting japa incessantly. I don't know if he was praying for me to live or he missed a few rounds. I think he had only chanted 10 rounds so far. It was pretty early in the morning. But he was chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna, pretty heavily. So all of these things that are in the stars, they're there. We have our karma to deal with. We have our horoscope to deal with. But by chanting Hare Krishna, by chanting Vedic Vaishnav mantras, all auspiciousness is there. And we can change the outcome. Maybe we get some token effect. When I was very young, I was maybe 19, and me and my friend, we were chanting, staying together, and we were chanting, but we didn't want to really join the Hare Krishna movement. We were a little bit hesitant. So one day I put my beads in the corner of the room, and I went to work. It was in between years at college. And I was a night porter at the French Hospital on Geary Boulevard in San Francisco. And I had put my beads aside and decided, I actually can't do this. This chanting is very difficult. This Hare Krishna movement, it's maybe not for me. I was very young. I went to work that day without chanting, and we had been chanting for 6 months, me and my friend. And first thing they told me to do is you have to go to the operating room. Some glass has fallen and there's a big mess. Go clean it up. I had a very important job as night porter to clean up the operating rooms and whatever rooms, wearing a mask and all kinds of equipment to keep me from the spinning bacteria. So I put everything into a bag, and I was in such a passionate mood because of not chanting. As soon as I got out of the operating room, I can remember it. I picked up the bag, and the bag kind of swung, and a little jagged piece of glass that was in the plastic bag pierced through my elbow. Can you see this scar? That was almost 46 years ago, 45 years ago. And it was a hospital, so they took me upstairs. They gave 30 stitches inside, 20-some stitches outside, and they told me something that made me go crazy. They said, you tore the tendon to your fingers, and you won't be able to move your right fingers for about 3 months. And I was thinking, because I was reading Prabhupada's books, that Krishna could have lopped off my hand or my fingers. But he separated the tendon. And where's that tendon? If you look carefully. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Confirmed. Well, there goes the prasadam. So as soon as I got back, I was chanting and never stopped. I mean, 16 rounds. Unfortunately, I was like this. I had to chant with my left hand for 3-4 months. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And I knew. I put the beads down. Don't think, well, I don't know if I'm into this. I'll just put the beads down. There was a devotee. We've told this story a few times, maybe not in a while. He was a bhakta here in Los Angeles. We met him in St. Louis. Because he was coming through, he said he was in the bhakta program, and he left. And the night he left, he went out with his girlfriend in El Paso, Texas. And they went to a movie theater. And when he was in the movie theater, they came out with their popcorn and jelly beans or whatever. And a big German shepherd came up to him. And they thought, oh, what a nice dog. And the dog bit off his nose. It's a true story. I'm not trying to scare you from not leaving, but as they say in our country, buyer beware. The dog bit, he was in St. Louis because they had a special hospital, St. Louis University Hospital, for replacing noses. Because the dog actually got the nose. Sometimes you see dogs, they're licking the nose. And we think, oh, what a nice friend. They're seeing, is it cold enough? Can I take it? That's a fact. The dog is ready to bite. So the dog got this nose and he had a new nose put on. We said to him, now will you come back to the temple? He said, well, I have to keep going to the doctor. He said, I know it was Krishna. I know I should never have left. It was the night he left New Dwarka. We were in St. Louis. He had left New Dwarka. He was only in St. Louis for the special hospital, nose hospital. I had another friend. His name we can give, Prashad. He called me up in St. Louis some years ago, and he was practically in tears. Could I come back to the movement? I left for a few months, a year. I said, sure, Prashad, what happened? He said, you won't believe it. I started smoking dope. I started breaking the principles. And Krishna didn't do anything. But one day my mother said, and his name's Prashad, come and cut this meat and we can cook it for eating. He said, so I went to cut the meat and I slipped with a very sharp knife and chopped off my finger. He said, and I know it was Krishna. I said, well, did you get your finger back? He said, well, they've sewed it back on, but I can't use it anymore. So he came back to the temple in St. Louis with 9 fingers, functioning fingers, and made a vow. I don't know where he is today, but this was some years ago, to stay. This is not trying to scare. These are true stories. My story is true. Years later, I remember in Chicago being Sankirtan devotee, and when the weather would change, 5, 6, 7 years later, I was Sankirtan Brahmachari. And the weather would change, and all of a sudden, I get these terrible pains in my elbow. I'd wake up in the night as if Krishna was saying, you want to leave? You want to go now? You want me to lop anything off? Tell me. Of course, later he did, but that's another story. No time for that. And I was reminded. And I got up. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ramani, 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 Hare. We don't have to chant out of fear. We chant out of love. But chanting is also protection from the devastation. Padam padam yad vipadam na tesam. This material world, there's danger at every step. Dogs are waiting around every building. People are waiting around every building. I saw something that they said, how many people die from this? How many people die from that? How many people die from shark attacks? How many people die from, I think someone mentioned it in class. And how many people die from being shot by other humans? In America, I think it was a year, 13 people by shark attack, 26 people by poisons, 60 people by terrible virus, 140 people by this. 13,000 people are murdered by people. The biggest cause of death is people on people. Humans on humans. Danger at every step. Param param yad viparam nate sam. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada is telling us, chant the mantras. Chant the Maha Mantra. The mantra for protection. The mantra for ultimate saving grace. Chant notable Vaishnav mantras constantly. And at least it will keep our mind from wandering here and there. When I first came to the movement in Seattle, every morning we chant for the first month, I think it was, the first chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmadyasya yatad vayaditartas charteshu abhigya swara tene brahma rida yadi kavaye moyanti yat surayaha tejo virimridam yatavini mayo yatatrishalva mishadena damnasvena saranarashto kukam satyam param dimahi dharma. The whole chapter. Every day. So that we were going everywhere we went. In the sharma, in the shower. Dharma projita kaitavatra nirmatsarono satam vedyam vastava matra sivram tapotru. Thinking of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam. Fill the consciousness up with Bhagavatam. Then the next month we chanted the second chapter. And the next, unfortunately I left Seattle after about a year and a half to join Tripurari Swami. So I think I only got to about the 8th or 9th or 12th chapter. Otherwise, the whole Bhagavatam would be ringing for so many months. So, study Srila Prabhupada's books. Study the mantras. Study the Maha Mantra. Recite Brahma Samhita. Recite Vishnu Sahasranam, Radha Sahasranam, Chaitanya Sahasranam. All of these transcendental mantras fill our consciousness up, and there'll be no room for any nonsense. And we'll be protected. Even if lightning strikes, we're protected because we're spirit souls. The body may die anyway. But we're protected by Krishna. And to go again and take up where we left off, chanting mantras and reciting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
The thing is most Oh, I do. Yeah. Yeah, what time you want to come over?
I can come over after breakfast.
Sure, I'll be there. Mm-hmm.